and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for everyone coming in so early. Rich, what time do you have to be out of here?
5:00. Got a punch in at county, so.
You got it. Okay.
You got to make it 10 quicker than Frank's.
Okay.
Organization.
Go ahead, Heather.
Alrighty, so we are going to start with swearing in of the board members, which we currently have here. It looks like Frank Barber and Chris Dudley.
Hey.
You want us together or separately?
Together would be okay. Great. We'll get it done.
You don't have to hold hands or anything. Right?
Just... You want me to take your picture?
Repeat after me, please. I do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of.
School board member according to the best of my ability.
School board member according to the best of my ability.
Thank you.
I think we can start a little.
You guys have very soothing voices.
Yeah, you're such, such big guys. Thank you guys for running again. That's great. Okay. Items requiring board action. Do I do that?
All right.
Heather does it. Sorry.
It looks like we actually do motion to appoint the person running for board president.
I'd make a motion that we appoint Roxanne Waters for another term.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Opposed.
Carried.
Motion carried.
Motion carried.
Hand it together.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you for your support. I appreciate that.
Careful what you wish for.
I know.
and I can swear you in now as well.
Do you want to do that?
Yes.
Yep. I haven't had all my coffee this morning, so.
Okay. I haven't had any. I do solemnly swear or affirm.
I do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of president according to the best of my ability.
Of the office of president to the best of my abilities.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you again, everybody. Election of vice president. Do we have a motion to appoint someone to run for vice president?
No, I think I'll give you my opinion on that. I think with the 3-year terms, I think that we have to continue to move people through the seats, because if we don't do that, I think we could find ourselves in a situation where you've got no one that's either been in the vice president's position or the president's position. The way that these seats are turning so quickly. So, I would be happy to take it, but I think it's in the best interest of the board and the district for someone else to step into that.
And my term is up this year as well, or after the end of this year. So if I don't run or don't get appointed, then that leaves just Frank again. So I did kind of think that maybe somebody else should take the vice president position.
I nominate Chris. You've got 3 years. Come on. And you've already been here for a while. It's perfect.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, if nobody else wants it. I hate to put it in that kind of context.
Come on.
I'd be willing to do it, yeah. I'd be willing to
do it. Does anybody want to do it?
Does anybody want to do it?
Yeah. Does anybody? Do you
as
have
long as you stick around.
I defer to Chris. I mean, he's got more experience.
I would do it, yeah.
Okay.
A second.
There's a second. Any other nomination?
Second.
There's a second. Good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Congratulations, Chris.
Did you expect that this morning?
Not at all.
You're going to need to clear your calendar for the rest of the
night. Yeah. Okay, you want to swear him in?
Yes,
well,
let's do
thank
it
you.
Chris.
I do solemnly swear or affirm.
I do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
That's right. Faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of Vice President according to the best of my ability.
The duties of the office of Vice President according to the best of my ability.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
There you go, Chris. Items requiring board action. Mr. D.
Okay, so we've got a lot of appointments. You can let me know if you want me to run through each of these or if there's any questions anyone has or if you'd like to appoint them en masse.
I am fine with en masse. Anybody else?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
There is one.
There's one.
Yeah, there is one that I'd like to speak about, and
yeah,
that's we continue to have turnover in the position of director of special education coordinator of special education. I shared with you folks before that we're trying to put somebody into this position that we know will stay with us. Topher Montville currently is a guidance counselor here, 7 through 12. Bleeds maroon and white. The guy really cares about the district, cares about our kids. He's bright. He's articulate. He's got outstanding communication skills with our families, knows our kids. That said, what I would like to do is move him into a TOSA position, teacher on assignment, back to what we had previous, to our director position. He would be a teacher on assignment. However, he would be the coordinator of special education, running our special education program for us. I think Topher will step up and do an excellent job. He'll have the support of the 31 other special education directors in the region, plus regular meetings with BOCES. We'll make sure that he's getting the support and training that he needs to be successful in the job. I think Topher will do a very, very good job for the district. So he's the one kind of outlier that's here in this group that's different, new and unique to us. And if the board agrees with this, we're going to work very hard to make sure that we find a guidance counselor. It's going to be equally good. Topher teaches in a collegiate program for guidance counseling, so he's got a lot of connections there. Where we'd be able to recruit, bring people in, and I know a couple of people regionally that may be interested in this job as well. So we should be able to bring someone in that's quality.
He's here to help him too, that's a good thing.
This is something that he wanted?
It is. Yeah, he's been talking to me for the past couple of years about having interest in more responsibility here in the district. He does so much for us already after school.
Yeah, no, he's great. I just wanted to make sure.
And it made sense. It makes sense for him. It makes sense for our kids. He's interested. And, you know, the way it works with the TOSA would be if, you know, for some reason he feels that this isn't something that he wants after a period of time, he can slide back into the guidance position as well.
I think it's a good fast forward.
Yep.
I like it.
So with that said, without any disagreements to anything else, I would like to recommend the list that you see before you for the board's approval.
Do you have a motion to approve that list of appointments?
So moved.
Mr. Armstrong, thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Dudley. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resignations.
I would like to recommend the resignations of the following individuals. Julie Umar, from the position of Director of Special Education. She has accepted a position in another school district. Perry Pearson is resigning for personal reasons, and Jen Boutin would like to resign from the position special education teacher and slide into a regular education position at the elementary school.
Do we have a motion to approve those resignations?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Barber, I think beat you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Appointment rescind.
We still have not received anything?
No.
Okay, so we did appoint, pending fingerprint clearance, Mr. Lonnie Petty to the position of cleaner. Those prints have not been obtained, so at this time I would like to recommend that the board rescind that appointment.
Do we have a motion to rescind that appointment?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Baker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. District clerk.
Yes. With the board's approval, I would like to appoint Heather Morcom to the position of district clerk.
Do we have a motion to approve Heather as the district clerk?
So moved.
Mr. Barber and Mr. LaChapelle second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Congratulations. Going to get sworn in.
A lot of swearing in going on.
Better than swearing at, Frank.
Wow.
I do solemnly swear or affirm.
How come there's so many cars in the circle this morning?
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Up the hill here.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Of the state of New York.
And the Constitution of the state of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of district clerk.
Of the office
to the best of my ability.
District clerk according to the... Sorry.
It's okay. According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my abilities.
Got it.
Authorizations.
Yes, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the following authorizations. Blanket bonding of the treasurer, tax collector, extracurricular accounts, treasurer, and bank courier, as well as the authorization for the school business manager and or myself to sign purchase orders. The authorization to establish a petty cash fund for the treasurer in the whopping amount of $100. Authorization for the business manager to invest the funds of the district and for the business manager to pay in advance of audit claims for public utilities, postage, freight, express charges, and invoices which take advantage of cash discounts.
Do we have a motion to approve those authorizations?
So move.
Mr. Armstrong, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Baker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Board meetings.
Yes, you have before you a list of board meetings for the 2021-2022 school year that I'd like the board to review and, if in agreement, please approve.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve those board meetings?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, do we have a second?
Second, yeah.
Mr. LaChapelle, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Public comments? Don't have any of those. Any other comments from the board? Mr. D?
I have nothing.
Okay, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. LaChapelle, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.